but I don't know. I don't know what you'd call it genre-wise.
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Oh. bring a friend.
I know what girls want.
I know what guys want.
I know what they like.
I know what boys like.
I know what girls want.
I know what guys want.
I know what they like.
I know what boys like.
So everybody come and vibe with the liquid tea.
Well, I'm right there, not telling lie, cause I'm right there, right there. Nah, right here, now get off your chair, I mean chair. Some English MCs here twisted, sauce and cookies instead of biscuits. Anyway, yeah, let's commence.
Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, touch it, touch it, touch it.
Friday night here on Some Assembler Required off of Girl Talk's Night Ripper release, following something off of his debut CD titled I Want You Back. We heard from Girl Talk's Greg Gillis prior to that, telling us a bit about the live show and how the project has evolved over the short course of these first three records. And you can totally tell the difference, too, especially when you hear those last two tracks back-to-back off of the first release and then the most recent. Girl Talk has developed a bit of a reputation for their live performances, and I've spent a lot of time in concert. I got a chance to ask a bit more about the live shows, so stay tuned for that. We also get into some of the troubles which Girl Talk and Illegal Art had to deal with in regards to copyright and the Night Ripper release. More from my interview with Greg Gillis of Girl Talk coming up. Girl Talk is linked to from our website at www.some-assembly-required.net. Check it out online. Back to the interview then with Girl Talk right here on Some Assembly Required.
Have you thought about doing a live record?
Maybe. I mean, I really feel like Night Ripper is almost, it's kind of like a live record. I might release live MP3s. The one thing I didn't like about Night Ripper was the whole time we were trying to do a rushed release with it, basically with Illegal Art. I sent him demos halfway through, and he was pretty much sold on it to the point where he promised that he would release it. So that we wanted to, the day I finished, pretty much push to get it out, just so this, all the source materials really up to date. So, but then there was delays. Actually, the first pressing plant denied it and all this stuff. So I, but yeah, so there was a little delay. So, I mean, I still feel good about it right now, but some of the source materials a little, I mean, it's all stuff that's still on the radio right now, but it's still, I want it to be like extremely up to date. So I'm kind of thinking I might start just recording live sets, at least on my computer, and maybe putting them up online because it's a lot of just current up to date stuff.
Cool. So tell me a little bit more about this being denied by the pressing plant.
Well, so we were pretty much ready to just get this rush release. As soon as it was done, I sent out to my friend who mastered it, and he sent it directly to the plant. And then they said they would have it. The actual, I can't remember when we got copies, but they said we'd have copies in about 2 weeks. And then whenever it came, about between like 3 or 4 days before the time that they said we'd have copies, the guy from Illegal Art, Philo, called them and asked them what the tracking number was so he could get the products. And they kind of flipped it on him last minute, and they're just like, well, actually, have you cleared any of these samples yet? You know, and then it kind of came as a surprise, and went with the standard fair use argument, which is, you know, as long as it's providing some sort of commentary or it's a parody or whatever, which is just a whole nother can of worms that, like, you know, whether what my intentions are. But yeah, so we kind of argued with them for a while. And Illegal Art did have a lawyer. I don't know if they hired him or if it was just a friend, talk to the pressing plant. And then we were kind of arguing with them for about 2 weeks. And it was pretty interesting that they actually heard us out to the point that they didn't just deny it. And we went back and forth. And they actually questioned some specific parts of the album, which is ridiculous because if you listen to it, I could see not being familiar with some of the material, but it's pretty much non-stop recognizable samples of some of the most popular songs over the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. So, and they just kind of just isolate a few individual parts, one being a Billy Squire sample on the record, and the other being a Waitresses sample, the band that I Know What Boys Like. they just isolated those two parts, and they asked us about our intentions with that, and we kind of had to come up because, I don't know, like, I'm not really trying to provide any social commentary or anything like that, but I think commentary arises in the music regardless, so argue one way or another about that. But, I mean, we kind of came up with some bullshit arguments, a lot of which are, you know, just things, the questions that the music raised, all this reason why it was kind of legitimate as social commentary. And we kind of just shot back a bunch of things and shot it to them. And they heard us out. And then eventually we were just, it was such a delay, we just couldn't put up with it anymore. And Philo just told them, you know, you have to make a decision today, either yes or no. And they went with no. And then we had another pressing plant lined up. So we just went to the next one.
That's a pretty interesting experience, though. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it was weird because, I mean, I've been doing this for a while now. And it's funny that I haven't had any, you know, legal repercussions thus far. So this was the first time that came close to something like that. And it was interesting. And it was kind of like the actual issue was not the pressing plant they send to get a master made of a CD. They get a glass master made. And I guess they make that not at their plant, at somewhere else. So the glass manufacturer actually had an issue with the album. So the dialogue between us was going through like three people, whereas the glass manufacturer talking to the pressing plant, talking to Philo, talking to me. And so it was really confusing just trying to get a grip on what their problem was exactly. Obviously, I know the problem was cleared samples, but why they were even hearing us out and why they had problems with those individual parts and why they didn't notice anything else on the record, any of the other uncleared samples, I have no idea. So it was pretty weird and, I don't know, a little unfortunate because it was took us about maybe a month to a month and a half delay to get the record out after that. Get up, get tight, girl, say I'm the main. Ice on the wrist with the ice in the chain. Ride through the hood, yeah, I'm gripping the grain. And I'm sipping the same while I'm changing the lane. Messing with a D-boy, riding them big toys. Make your man, yeah, want to get on my team. She got to give it up once you get in my car. I ain't been there, but I know I'm a star. Oh, man, how you doing? Mary Jane. Since I have met you, girl, you ruined my brain.
This is Some Assembly Required.
So you said you're not really trying to make any kind of social commentary.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess I never was. Even in Secret Diary, which was a little bit more, I don't know, it's not sarcastic, but some of the source material used was not like any more of the stuff I sample, even if it's like a Phil Collins jam or something. I'm tired of saying that. I hate to stand up and even have to say it's not ironic, but I just like the music I sample, and I don't know, I just really like soft rock. I really like music in general, and I don't really put a standard down on, you know, liking something ironically. It's just kind of not even something I'm interested in. But regardless, I mean, even on the first album, which was more experimental, and some of the stuff I sampled necessarily was kind of more for a jokey reason, even there's never really any political commentary amount. Outside, I mean, I believe sampling and law should be loosened up, but it's not my reason or my intentions to make music to make a point of it. I'm just making the music. I like it. I mean, especially the first album, I think could be interpreted. You could probably go a bunch of different ways, but that was made to make some experimental fun music was kind of the entire intentions there. And since then, everything I do, I just make it because I like doing it, and I would give away all this music for free probably, and not even press CDs if it wasn't required to, you know, kind of establish yourself as a legitimate artist. Just the act of pressing a CD really helps in getting press generated and, you know, just being establishing yourself. So, but as far as the commentary, I have no problems. I wish sampling laws were a little easier so this wouldn't be such a hassle. But outside of that, I'm just making music that I like.
Have you ever thought of, this is a question I've never even had to ask anybody on this show before, but have you ever thought about just recording your own music and cutting that up?
Yeah, I mean, that was actually before I came up with the idea for Night Ripper. I was going to do that because on the albums, I mean, a lot of the beats are completely original, and a lot of the melodies, synth melodies, are all original. You can always sample stuff where you wouldn't be able to recognize it even, you know, which I guess isn't what you're saying, but still on the same hand, you can make it, hide it a little better. And before I was going to do Night Ripper, I was actually going to kind of try to do a party record with a bunch of guest vocalists and make it all pretty much original music. But it's just not what I'm... I don't know. I just kind of felt, while that idea was in the air, I just kept playing more and more shows, and there's always such a demand just to generate new music in the style that I do. So I don't know. It just kind of followed naturally. And at this point, I just really can't see doing that. I mean, it's such a specific thing what I'm doing. I mean, everything I do is just has some sort of, you know, recontextualization, making, you know, art and pop references fun into music. I mean, I don't think it'd be completely different. A lot of people suggest, you know, doing samples in the style of things that I would sample, which maybe I would be interested in doing, but I mean, not right now. I'm pretty just set on what I'm doing musically.
So there's something about the act of sampling that really is inherently a big part of what Girl Talk is, then.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the whole basis of it, from the first album until now, one thing that stays consistent is that my new album could be interpreted as a mix, you know? People could say that even though I don't feel that way about it. But throughout all the albums, I feel like I'm making songs that you could listen to this and say that's a Girl Talk song and that's not a Nirvana song or whatever, you know? You're not saying I still don't think my songs right now are a mix of anything. I think they're my songs just from the way, maybe it's egotistical of me or something. I really don't know. But yeah, throughout it, I feel like I'm making songs with easily recognizable things, and that's the basis of it, that, you know, this recontextualization, just you're hearing something familiar that you like or dislike for whatever reason. You're hearing it in this new context, and it just makes it easily likable. That's the way I do it. I love taking acapellas from rap songs, songs I love, and just throwing a new beat or, you know, Peter Gabriel hook underneath it. Just is a really enjoyable thing for me. It just, you know, just completely flipping the switch and making this new product out of something so familiar. It's been the basis of Girl Talk throughout.
Okay. Very surreal.
Yeah, a bit.
That's kind of the underlying focus of the show, really. I don't know if you're familiar with Some Assembly Required or not, but it's all sample-based music and a, you know, sound art.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all very surreal. Because it's very familiar, but it's rearranged to the point where it's unfamiliar.
Right. I mean, I guess, I don't, in that context, in the new album, a lot of the last album, I think, all the beats and stuff are just things that are from popular songs rearranged into something new that you would never recognize it. But any more, I think, I mean, I guess in the new album it is kind of surreal in that sense, in that things are just overlapping each other and you may miss things. And so it becomes unrecognizable. But I think for the most part, you know, this is the kind of album where you can be like, oh, it's song A, song B, song C, song D, all right there. You know, they're recognizable. And I think you can, you know, associate them with the original context, but it's kind of put into this new form.
Some assembly required.
Like they move, like clip that. I sit out, like that's your wife, though. Yeah, plot, big, crazy, round, big, top, like beat, though. Big ace, the fight, we're going to store, buy, buy, pop, buy, 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 like bad, or new, five, in the toe, close, see, but, oh, keep that, I bit that, I'm quite a gaze, fool, hit that gaze, like that, like this, dumb. I sit with Chris, out, piss, with this, a piss, brain, let that filthy bitch, bro, let those hit like a gun, sun, right off, take a bath, yeah, no, 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 plot, big, crazy, round, big, top, like beat, though. Big ace, the fight, we're going to store, buy, buy, pop, buy, 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 like that, or new five in the toe, close, see, but, oh, keep that, I bit that, I'm quite a. Dump, I sip, I twist, 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 dump, I sip, I
twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist, dump, I sip, I twist
Peek Out here on Some Assembler Required off the 2006 illegal art release Night Ripper by Girl Talk, following Keeping the Beat off of the Unstoppable release. We heard Greg Gillis before that telling us a bit about the philosophy behind the project, and the track titled Overtime started the set off of Night Ripper. Going to close out the show with another track off of Night Ripper, and we'll hear once more from Greg Gillis of Girl Talk before we go. As well, Some Assembler Required is produced in Minneapolis at Post Consumer Productions. My name is John Nelson. Thanks to Greg Gillis for the interview and to you for checking it out. We're online at some-assembly-required.net. Check that out while you're at it. Going to leave you with a track called Warm It Up by Girl Talk, of course. And here's one last bit from my interview with Greg Gillis of Girl Talk to round out the show. Thanks for listening to Some Assembler Required.
So why Girl Talk? What's the story behind the name?
Whenever I started, it was kind of just, I guess like most bands, you just start anything. It's just a part-time little joke thing. But I started, I was in a band in high school, and it's a noise band where we just kind of broke a lot of stuff. I started Girl Talk right at the end of that, and we were doing some sampling stuff a little bit. And at that point, I don't know, just me and the other buddy in the band were really into the show Full House. And there's an episode where one Stephanie Tanner forms a band, and it's a really amazing episode, but her band's called Girl Talk, which is just like the most obvious name for a girl band. I just thought it was hilarious. I'm sure there's a lot of other bands called Girl Talk, a lot of other girl groups, a lot of 12-year-old girls in rock bands called Girl Talk. So I thought it was really fun and funny at the time. So that's kind of why I started up then, and I've just been riding it out since.
Do you actually like that show?
Yeah, I mean, I actually haven't seen it in a long time, but I definitely stand by it as an excellent sitcom.
In an ironic sense, I have to assume.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, it's just, that's something where, it's the same thing where I just don't like stuff ironically. It's just either I like it or I don't. And there, I mean, I can understand it's like, that it's so bad, it's a good thing, but it's not even that. I mean, it's really, regardless of what it is, I mean, I can just remember coming home and just, you know, throwing that on and watching it all the time and just legitimately enjoying it, not like forcing myself to like it because it's funny, you know, not the act of liking it's funny. I just legitimately get down with it for whatever reason. I hope that doesn't make me sound like a weirdo. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's the same thing with a lot of the music that people have a hard time. It's weird because I could say I like it ironically or not, and I definitely, even though you can kind of laugh at it, but whenever you like something ironically, you're liking it, you being liking it is the joke, you know what I mean? And I definitely didn't like it in that sense, and that's where I stand with a lot of the music. It's just, I always feel like I'm standing up for all, you know, kind of cheesy or corny, whatever, soft rock, just because I just like that shit. And I mean, I'm kind of just not down. I think people who just like a lot of stuff ironically are just cynics, and that's just like not what I'm down with. And I'm sure people like my music on that level, and would probably be really disappointed to hear me say that. But regardless, that's just how I feel.
All right, so you wouldn't call yourself a cynic?
Oh no, not at all. I'm a pop music enthusiast. This is a celebration of all the source material.
Cool. Well, actually, that is a little. That's a refreshing perspective for the show, I'll tell you that.
Right. I mean, that's the weird thing, I mean, is that I am associated with illegal art, and that guy is, the guy who runs it, Philo, is just, he's really down, really open to a lot of different stuff. But, I mean, a lot of the music, you know, associated in this scene that I guess I'm loosely associated with, mm-hmm. you know, does have that, you know, jadedness towards music industry and jadedness towards pop music, which is fine. I just think it's really, like a really middle school mentality to be so pissed off at the world that you can't just celebrate. I think all of the music industry, mainstream music, it's an art to all of it. It's an art to like create. It's just a whole different ball game. And just, you know, spending time just being worried about being cynical about it.